Welcome to the Early English Education Podcast. My name is Sylvia, and I'm a kindergarten English language educator and a multilingual Canadian mom of two in Austria, not to be mistaken with Australia. And in this podcast, we are going to talk about mom life, the ups and downs of motherhood and parenthood, pandemic pregnancies and babies, Montessori and Pickler-related parenting and educational approaches, along with bilingual kids-related topics, as well as how to teach kids a new language, and more. So stay tuned for future episodes, guys. Okay, here's our story for kids. What is this story about?
About brushing teeth.
Mm-hmm. And why should this little girl here, Victoria, brush her teeth?
Because when she's not brushing the teeth, it's hurting and have to go to the dentist.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So if our teeth don't feel good and they're hurting, we have to go to the dentist. But why else should we brush our teeth?
Because when we brush our teeth, then they are good.
Yes, and then they look clean and nice and healthy. That's what we want. That's right, Nora. So, let's see. Can you turn the page?
Yes.
What is happening here? Can you tell us what's happening here?
Because Victoria is lying on that chair and the doctor is standing by Victoria.
Mm-hmm. The dentist has to check her teeth. Uh-huh. And what does the dentist use? What kind of a tool do they use just to check?
A glass.
Is it a mirror? A little mirror.
A mirror. Mm-hmm. And a brush.
And a brush. Oh, okay. And does this hurt when they check?
No.
No, you've been to the dentist before. Mm-hmm. Two or three times already. They just checked, right? Yeah. With the little mirror. Perfect. And what two things can happen when the dentist checks your teeth? Either your teeth are okay and nice and clean, or
they're dirty.
Hmm? And what can the dentist find? Sometimes what can happen?
That the doctor's bringing a brush and then looking.
But what can happen if something's not okay? What might someone have in their teeth? A hole.
Brown teeth.
Or a hole, right? A cavity.
A cavity.
They call it a cavity, the holes. Cavity. So then what does the dentist have to do when you have cavities or holes in your teeth?
Put something in.
They have to fix it, right?
Or if it's really hurting, they have to fix it.
They have to give you a filling. Yeah.
Filling.
And that's fixing. That's right. So, very nice drawing. Thank you for drawing this.
But where are the kids?
Now, let's tell the kids, how often should they brush their teeth, Nora? When should the kids brush their teeth?
In the morning and in the night.
Yeah, before bed, at night. That's right, in the evening. And what can the kids do to know how long they have to brush their teeth for?
For 2 minutes.
For 2 to 3 minutes, and they can use something like this, an hourglass that has sand in it. What do you call this thing in German?
Glass and sand.
Sand?
Glass.
Sanduhr, I think. That's sand what it's called. Uhr. Yeah, that's right. Okay, and can we show the kids how we can sing our song about brushing their teeth in English? Can we sing it for them? Get your toothbrush ready. And your toothpaste. Ready? Put some toothpaste, wet the brush with some water. Shh. Now some toothpaste, please. Thank you. And let's start singing. Ready? And brushing these dirty teeth, okay? This is the way we brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush our teeth. This is the way we brush our teeth with water and toothpaste. That's the water. And that's the toothpaste. Thank you for drawing that for us. Shall we sing it one more time?
Yes, but we're not kids.
They're not here yet. They're going to check this later. Ready? This is the way we brush our teeth, brush our teeth.
brush our teeth. This is the way we brush our teeth with water and toothpaste. Yay! Bum, 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 bum. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you for helping me tell this story. Could you tell other kids in German why they should brush their teeth?
Yes. Warum? Warum, wenn man nicht die Zähne putzt, bekommt man Löcher.
Mhm. Thank you, Nora. Also, hallo, liebe Nora. Kannst du uns bitte eine Geschichte erzählen über Zähneputzen?
Ja.
Wie heißt sie?
Victoria.
Und warum soll sie überhaupt Zähne putzen?
Weil wenn sie Zähne putzt, hat sie keine Löcher und wenn sie nicht Zähne putzt, hat sie Löcher.
Und jedes Mal, wenn sie Zähne putzt, sind die Zähne schön und sauber. Genau.
Und
gesund.
Zähne putzen, dann sind sie nicht gesund, haben Löcher und sind nicht schön.
Genau. Und dann muss sie
zum Zahnarzt.
Ja, genau. Und was tut der Zahnarzt?
Löcher sieht er, wenn die Victoria nicht ordentlich Zähne putzt.
Muss sie irgendwas machen mit ihrem Mund?
Ja.
Was soll sie tun?
Aufmachen.
Aha, gut. Perfekt. Und was passiert, wenn die Ärztin oder der Arzt ein Loch findet?
Dann müssen sie einen neuen Zahn reintun.
Oder irgendwas reintun in das Loch, oder?
Ja.
Mhm. Gut. Perfekt, repariert. Und dann noch eine Frage. Nora, wie oft oder wann soll man Zähne putzen?
Am Abend und in der Früh.
Perfekt. Wie oft putzt du deine Zähne?
In der Nacht und auf. Und
einmal
in der Früh.
Oder zweimal am Tag?
Zweimal am Tag.
Perfekt.
In der Früh und in der Nacht.
Sehr gut. Gut gemacht. Und jetzt? Wie lange müssen oder sollen die Kinder Zähne putzen?
Also, in der Nacht und in der Früh.
Aber wie lang? Eine Minute oder länger?
2-3 Minuten.
Perfekt. Und kann man ein Lied singen? Vielleicht Mama oder Papa irgendwas singen, während das Kind die Zähne putzt?
Ja.
Kannst du was vorsingen für uns?
Ja.
Und zeigen, wie man die Zähne putzen kann?
Ja.
Perfekt. Bereit?
Ja.
This is the way we brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush our teeth. This is the way we brush our teeth with water and toothpaste. Bum, 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 bum. Juhu! Zeige mal bitte das Wasser.
Das ist das Wasser.
Und wo hast du Zahnpasta gemacht? On the paper?
Da.
Yeah, there it is. Da ist es. Ja, perfekt. Danke. Yay. And now? Und jetzt sind die Zähne
schön.
Und sauber. Perfekt. Danke schön, Nora. Juhu.
If you are raising a bilingual or multilingual child, I encourage you to follow my Instagram, early.englisheducation, to get more tips on how to introduce a new language with the help of special activities, books, and songs. If you are listening on the Apple Podcast, Spotify, or any other platform, please leave me a review. This will help others like you find this kind of content. Thank you so much.